to do the will of God. So this morning we have studied not only believing in Lord Jesus Christ, we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
今天早上我们查考了，单是相信耶稣不能够就这样进天国。
Because believing without doing, believing without action, actually is in vain.
因为只有信没有行为是没有功效的。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 7.
我们来看马太福音第七章
Chapter 7 verse 21 to verse 23.
马太福音第七章 21节到23节。
Verse 21 to verse 23.
21节23节。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven, verse 22.
22节,
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name, verse 23.
23节,
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So every time I read these three verses, really I feel very sorrowful.
每次当我读这三节经节的时候，我的心里就觉得很难过。
Because these are the people they want to find a way to the heavenly kingdom.
因为这些人事实上他们也是尝试着找的要去天国的路。
Even though they have done many works for our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是说他们觉得他们为主做了许多的功。
But on the end, their work became in vain.
但是到了后来，他们的功却是白费的。
The main reason because they do not do the will of the Father.
主要的理由就是他们没有照神的旨意而行。
And then on the end days, the Lord Jesus Christ said, Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
所以末日主将对他们说，你们这些做的人，离开我去吧。
So what does it mean, depart from me?
那这里说离开我而去是什么意思呢？
Actually, hell is a place where is no God.
那我们知道地狱是一个没有神的地方。
And this hell is full of darkness.
这个地狱是一个黑暗的地方。
It's full of suffering and full of torment.
是一个充满受苦苦难的地方。
So this means when God said, Depart from me, the only way we go is a place without Him.
所以这里说离开我而去就是到一个没有神的地方。
So this is a great punishment of all.
所以这是一个很大的惩罚。
Because if we have our Lord Jesus Christ,
因为说我们如果有主的话,
we have love, we have peace.
我们有爱, 我们有平安。
And this life is full of light.
那就是活在光明之中。
But if you do not have Him,
但是如果说没有主,
if we depart from Him,
如果说我们离开了主,
then we're in the hands of Satan.
那我们就落在撒旦的手里。
And Satan's world is full of darkness.
那撒旦的世界是一个黑暗的世界。
Just like I shared some of you before.
就好像之前我和大家所分享过的。
When I was here for the last, not the last NYTS, NYITS before.
就在前一次的青年神训班。
Then at night, Satan, seven Satan came to bother me.
在那个时候有七个鬼来捉弄我。
And the last one, he wrapped his arms around me, and then he took my spirit to a different realm.
那最后一个，他用手将我绑住，把我的灵魂从身体拉开。
The minute he grabbed me, when I went to a different place, this place is full of darkness.
当我的灵魂拉开之后，就把我带到一个黑暗之中。
And I knew that merely this is was hell.
那我知道这就是地狱。
Because all I heard is women and children screaming and yelling and suffering.
因为我只能听到 这个女人还有小孩，他们的尖叫以及痛苦的叫声。
So we preach the gospel to our friends and truth seekers.
所以当我们对我们的朋友以及慕道者来传福音的时候，
we ourselves need to understand all these concepts.
我们自己要了解这些观念。
And only then that the power of God can manifest inside of us.
只有这样子，神的力量才能够在我们之中运行。
Because when we speak to them, we speak with great love.
当我们对他们说的时候，我们就用爱心来说。
And we want them to understand what it's like to live with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们希望他们可以了解在主里的生活是一个什么样的日子。
And by the same time, we want them to understand that only our Lord Jesus Christ, through our Lord Jesus Christ, we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
同时我们也希望他们能够了解只有借着主耶稣我们才能够得到天堂。
What about some of us, we can say to ourselves, what about people who never heard about our Lord Jesus Christ?
有些人问说，那对于那些从来没有听过救主耶稣基督的人呢？
Can they be saved?
他们会得救吗？
Of course, nowadays, many people in the world, right, they already heard about Lord Jesus Christ.
当然现在世上的确很多人他们有听过耶稣基督。
Let's imagine that people never heard about the gospel before.
但是我们来想象，如果有人从来没有听过这个福音。
Because a lot of time we think in our own minds, if they never heard the gospel before, this means they can be saved, especially the ones who are good.
有时候我们会想说，那有些人他们人很好，可是只是说他们从来没有听过福音，那他们不能得救吗？
And we always use the book of Romans chapter 1.
那我们常会看到罗马福音的第一章。
The book of Romans chapter 1.
罗马福音第一章。
Let's turn the book of Romans.
那我们请看罗马福音。
Actually, Romans chapter 2.
罗马福音第二章,
chapter 2.
罗马书第二章,
verse 14 and 15.
罗马书第二章, 14节,
verse 14.
14节,
For when Gentile who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law, these although not having the law are law to themselves. Verse 15.
15节,
who show the work of the law within their hearts, their conscience also being witness, and between themselves their thoughts accusing them or accusing them. So we can see here, we always use these verses that this is why when people do not hear the gospel of God, they will be saved.
那有些人会说, 根据这两个经节, 那即使那些没有听过福音的人,
because it says here, for the Gentile who do not have the law by nature, the law to themselves.
这里说, 没有律法的外邦人, 若顺着本性行律法上的事,
and then verse 15, who show the work of the law within their hearts.
这里说到, 这是显出律法的功用,
their conscience also being witness, and between themselves and their thoughts accusing them or excusing them.
他们是非之心同作见证,
actually, these two verses, what it's trying to teach is that every single one of us who born of a woman, we already have the law. We know what's right and wrong already inside our heart.
事实上这两节所要告诉我们, 就是说, 每个从妇人而生的, 我们心里, 都有一个是非之心, 我们知道什么是对的,
because when we are born innately, we already know what's right and what's wrong.
我们生下来之后, 我们就有一个是非的观念, 什么是对的,
For example,
什么是错的,
my nephew is only 4 years old.
就好像, 我的外孙只有, 4岁,
he just turned 4 years old, right? So he's still very young.
他刚满4岁, 所以还很小,
one time that he was hungry, so asked my mother, can I have a cookie, right?
有一次他很饿，他就问我的妈妈说，我可不可以吃饼干？
And then time he ate a bite of cookie, and then he threw in the trash.
那时候他就拿起一块饼干，咬一口就把它丢到垃圾桶。
But my mother did not know that.
但是我的母亲并不知道。
So later on he was hungry, and then he came back and have some more food.
那过了不久，他又饿了，他又回来想要多吃一点东西。
And my mother asked him, "What happened to the big cookie I gave you?"
我的母亲就说，那我不是给你一个很大的饼干吗？
And he said, "Oh, I ate it already."
他说我已经吃了。And
then my mother thought to herself, she was saying, how can he eat this big cookie, right, already? It's impossible.
他心里在想说，他怎么可以这么小就吃掉这么大的饼干呢?
And then the time she went to the trash, and then she saw the big cookies in the trash, she threw it away in the trash.
那时候他到垃圾桶就看到这一个大块的饼干已经被丢到垃圾桶了。
So she told me about it.
所以他就跟我说,
I say, because you lie, and then I will take the bike away for you for 1 week.
我就跟他说，因为你欺骗我说，我就罚你一个星期不能够骑你的脚踏车。
Of course, I'm the tallest one in the family.
因为我是家里最高的。
So I put his bike in the garage really high. No one else can get it except for me.
我就将他的脚踏车放在家里的车库最高的地方，只有我才可以拿得到。
And I tell him, don't ask anybody to ride the bike.
我跟他说，你不可以跟其他人要求说你要骑你的脚踏车。
That same day or the next day, he asked my mother, can we ride the bike?
结果他隔天或者是隔一天之后，他就问我的妈妈说：“我可不可以骑脚踏车？”
No, that thing is too high. I can't get it.
然后妈妈就跟他讲说：“那太高了，我拿不到。”
It's okay, just bring the chair. You can stand and get it.
他就说：“你可以的，你拿个椅子垫一下，你就可以拿得到。”
Then she said, "Your uncle tell you not to ride."
然后我妈妈跟他讲说：“你的伯父跟你讲说你不可以骑脚踏车。”
He said, "Don't worry. What you do, just open the garage, and then I'll take the bike into the front. You cannot see." Right?
他就跟他讲说，你不用担心，你只要帮我把脚踏车拿下来，我会很小心到外面，他不会看见的。
I mean, who taught him all these things?
我们想想看，是谁教他这些的呢？
When he didn't finish the cookie, why? How do you know to hide in a trash barrel, right? Because he know that it's wrong.
当他没有吃完他的饼干的时候，他知道要藏到垃圾桶里面，因为他知道那是不对的。
But he still cannot learn from this.
但是我们依然可以从这件学到东西。
Because a couple days later, he also won a cookie, ate it, and then he half of it he threw into the plant, right? The plant pot. He hide there so nobody can find it.
结果隔几天他吃一块饼干是没有吃完，他这一次把它藏在一个碟子里面。
Because he knows if he did not finish that cookie, he cannot eat anything else. So he had to eat the little cookie and then try to eat something else too, right?
那因为他知道，他如果没有把整个饼干吃完，他就不可以再吃别的东西，所以他就试着把这个没有吃完的饼干藏起来。So
when I watered the plant, I saw this half a cookie.
当我到这个植物之下边，我就看到这个还没有吃完的饼干。
And I went to him and say, "Is this your cookie?"
那我就跟他讲说，这是你没有吃完的饼干吗？
Most of the time, he said, "No, it's not mine." Right?
他就大部分时候他都会说不是我的。
But thank God this time, he said,
但是这一次他很诚实的点头承认。I
said, because you're honest, and then I will not punish you, right?
但是我跟他说，因为你这次很诚实，所以我就不处罚你。
But what we said that many people in the world, if you are married and you could go out and have a sexual affair, you know that it's wrong.
我们知道在这世上，如果我们结婚了，如果你还有婚外情，就是不对的。
If you lie and steal, you know that it's wrong. You don't need the law to tell you that it's wrong. Inside your heart, you already know.
当我们说谎，我们做了不对的事情，我们不需要天上的真神来跟我们讲说我们错了，在我们心里我们都知道我们错了。
We cannot use these verses to say people do not know God, they will be safe on the end days.
所以我们不能用这两个经节来说，那些没有听过的福音在幕后会得救。
But look at verse 12.
我们来看12节。
And verse chapter 2, verse 12.
罗马书第二章12节。
Let me read verse 16 also.
我们也读16节。
For as many as have sinned without the law will also perish without the law.
凡没有律法犯的罪的也不必按律法灭亡。
So the Gentile has no law.
但是外邦人他们没有律法。
And if they sin without the law, they will perish without the law.
那些没有律法的犯的罪也必按着律法来灭亡。
And as many as have sinned in the law will be judged by the law. If they judge by the law, no one will be saved.
凡在律法以下犯的罪的也必按律法受审判。
Why? Because in verse 16.
因为在16节这里说,
In the day when God will judge the secret of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel.
就在神借着耶稣基督审判人隐秘的事的日子，照着我的福音所言。
You can see between verse 12 and verse 16, this is a frame that the writer tried to tell us. If you do not have the law, if you have the law, either way, you will be condemned.
在12节跟16节，这里事实上是架设了一个架构，不管是不是在律法之下，你犯了罪，你就会受到审判。Because
on the end days, God will judge everyone by the gospel.
因为在末后的时候，神借着耶稣基督来审判，借着他所传的福音。
So that's why for us as a chosen people of God, we need to realize this.
所以作为一个神的选民，我们必须要了解到这一点。So
we can be moved with compassion and love to preach the gospel to others.
我们会受到神的爱的感动，来这样其他的人来传福音。
And let's go to also 2 Thessalonians chapter 1.
我们来看
2 Thessalonians chapter 1.
哥林铁撒罗尼迦后书 第一节。
2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 8.
铁撒罗尼迦后书 第一章第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节。
In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第八节，要报应那不认识神和那不听从我主耶稣福音的人。
The Bible cannot be more clear than this.
我想圣经上这里讲的再清楚也不过了。
On the end day, our Lord Jesus Christ will come with vengeance.
在末后的时候，神要来审判。
And this vengeance is so severe, just like a flaming fire.
这个审判是这么的猛烈，就像火焰一样。
And in verse 8 says they judge two different kinds of people.
这第八节这里提到说要审判两种不同的人。
The first group of people are those who do not know God.
要报应那些不认识的神的。
The Bible is very clear.
圣经讲得很清楚。
Those who do not know God will be judged on the end days.
那些不认识神的也要被审判。
And then the second group of people and on those who do not obey the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ.
然后第二群人便是那些不听从我主耶稣福音的人。
So another word, if people hear the gospel,
所以换句话说就是说那些听过福音的人,
and did not obey it,
如果说不听从的话,
in the end days it will be condemned.
在幕后就要被审判。
But even those of us who obey the gospel,
即使是我们听从福音,
if you don't obey to the end, also will be condemned.
如果说你没有遵行到底, 到了幕后你还是要被审判。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
我们看彼得前书。
1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章,
we share these verses many times.
彼得前书第四章在这里我们常看到这一个经节,
but we really need to take it to heart.
但是我们必须要牢记在心。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 17, 18.
第四章17节18节,
verse 17,
17节,
for the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Verse 18.
18节.
Now if the righteous one is scarcely saved, will be the ungodly and the sinner appear? So we see in these two verses, it's very clear that the judgment will come into the household of God.
在78节这里讲得很清楚, 审判将从神家的人先开始。
This means those of us who've been baptized.
就是说那些受洗的人,
and those of us who receive the Holy Spirit,
我们这一些, 领受圣灵的人,
and those who have been following the will of God,
那一些遵循神旨意的人,
the judgment will come to the household of God first.
审判要从神的家起手.
And then verse 18, if the righteous one is guilty saved, the righteous one are those who've been baptized according to the Bible.
义人仅仅得救，义人就是那些根据圣经的教训受洗的。
If they are scarcely saved, what would be the ungodly?
仅仅得救，那不敬虔的犯罪的人将何等何地可站？
The ungodly are the one who did not obey and do the will of God.
那不敬虔的便是那些不遵守神旨意的人。
And the sinners are the one who did not know God.
犯罪的人就是那些不认识的人。
Actually, they have no hope at all.
事实上，他们没有希望。
So that's why we have to take our faith very seriously.
所以我们要
对我们的信仰非常的认真。 We must continually to cultivate ourselves.
我们必须要不断地灵修我们自己。
And only then we have the strength to go out and preach the gospel to save other people's life.
只有这样子我们才有力量传扬福音。
But for our friends who come here and have fellowship with us,
对那些来这边和我们一同查考的朋友们,
we really and pray to God open your heart.
我们 祷告祈求天上的真神打开你们的心,
that you also to know the will of God,
让你们能够了解神的旨意,
and you can do the will of God,
所以能够行出神的旨意,
so you also can be blessed among people,
所以能够受到神的祝福.
So this is very important.
这是非常重要的.
Not only believe in Jesus will be saved,
不仅是 要相信耶稣才能得救.
And even we have the right to run the race from the beginning, but if we don't endure to the end, we also cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
如果我们那个权利, 在这个, 起跑点上来赛跑, 但是如果说我们没有跑完的话, 我们依然没有办法得到。
But every single day that we live to worship God,
在我们生活的每一天, 我们都要来敬拜神。
We must be able to put Him first in our life.
我们必须要将神摆在我们生命中的第一位。
Yes, there's many things we do, we have to do in life.
我们在生命上有很多重要的事情要做,
没有错。 But we cannot put anything above our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们不要将其他的事情摆在我们的神的上面。
Because if we put anything else above our Lord Jesus Christ, this means that thing become our God, that thing become the one to be worshipped.
因为如果我们将其他的事情摆在神之上的时候, 那些事情就变成我们的神, 我们变成, 敬拜他们了。
Let's see the book of Mark chapter 10.
我们看马可福音第十章。
The book of Mark chapter 10.
马可福音第十章,
we know really well that Satan, he ran and worshipped God.
那我们知道在这里谈到撒旦他也跑去敬拜神。
And he know that Jesus is the Son of the Most High God.
他知道耶稣基督是天上至高神的儿子。
And he knows that on the end day, he will be tormented by God because of his sin.
他知道在末世的时候,因为他的罪,他将要为神所处罚受苦。
But we know that Satan cannot be saved.
但是我们知道撒旦是没有办法得救的。
But maybe we say to ourselves, Satan, the crucifixion of Lord Jesus Christ is not for Satan, but only for human being.
我们知道耶稣钉死在十字架上并不是为了撒旦,而是为了我们人类。
Yes, this is very true.
那这是不变的真理。
But if you just want to talk about faith, talk about believing Jesus, Satan believed Jesus more than we do.
如果我们光看 相信神, 观看信心, 在这一点上, 我们似乎看到撒旦, 他更相信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
But salvation is only for mankind.
但是我们知道救恩只是为了我们人类而生。
Let's go to the book of Mark chapter 10 verse 17.
我们看马可福音第十章第十七节。
Chapter 10 verse 17.
十章十七节。
Now as he was going out on the road, one came running, kneeled before him and asked him, Good teacher, what shall I do? May I inherit eternal life? Verse 18.
18节,
so Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. Verse 19.
19节,
we know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not be a false witness, do not defraud, do not honor your father and your mother. Verse 20.
20节,
and he answered and said to him, Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth. Verse 21.
20节,
then Jesus looking at him, loved him, and said to him, One thing you lack, go your way, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor, and you will have the treasure of heaven, and come to take up the cross, and follow me. Verse 22.
22节,
but he was sad at this word, and went away sorrowful, for he had great possession. So we can see this chapter 17 to chapter 22 is a story about the rich young ruler.
在7节到22节这里提到一个年轻的财主。
Even though this young ruler is very rich,
即使说这个人他很年轻,可是他很富有。
But he did not know the way to enter eternal life.
但是他不知道, 要怎么样才能够得到永生。
That's why during the time he asked our Lord Jesus Christ, good teacher,
那时候他来问主耶稣基督说, 良善的夫子,
What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?
我当做什么才可以承受永生?
Look at this young man. This young man is a very, very good young man. Because when they see Jesus was going out on the road, one came running, right? He was running toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
And our
Lord Jesus Christ, he's not a rich person. But this rich man, right? He was rich, but nevertheless he ran toward our Lord Jesus Christ and kneeled down and then gave him praise.
那这个人即使他年轻有钱，他还是跑来跪在他面前来向他请教。
Actually, if we really think about, maybe it's very embarrassing for this young man to do this.
那我们想想看，事实上这样子做，也许是也会觉得很丢脸。
Maybe see the reason he's rich because he have high status in society.
那也许他有钱的原因是他社会上的地位也很高。
Maybe come from a family that's very wealthy.
或者是来自一个非常有钱的家庭。
But our Lord Jesus Christ have nothing.
但是耶稣基督什么都没有。
But he's the one that ran after Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他却是跑来跪在耶稣面前的人。
And then kneel down before him.
然后跪在他面前。
And the first thing that came out of his mouth said, "Good teacher, good teacher." This means he praised our Lord Jesus Christ.
他所说出来第一句话是说良善的夫子，表示他很尊崇耶稣基督。
And let's think about our own faith.
我们想想看我们自己的信心。
Do we run toward the Lord Jesus Christ?
那我们有 跑来追求耶稣基督吗?
Do we truly kneel down and worship him?
那我们是不是跪在他面前来敬拜他?
Do we always praise the name of our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们是否嘴里时常说出赞美神的话?
And do we always ask him concerning eternal life?
那我们是不是有时常有那个追求永生的心?
Just like this young man.
就好像这个年轻的财主。
But we know the end of this young man, he did not follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们知道末了这个年轻的财主并没有来跟随主。
So that's why we need to think and reflect about our own spiritual life.
所以我们要来想想我们自己的属灵的生活。
Yes, maybe some of us, we are this young man.
也许我们很多人就像这个年轻人一样。
We come to church every week.
我们每个星期都到教会来。
We always kneel down to worship God.
我们也跪在神的面前来敬拜他。
And we always praise his name in our life.
我们也时常赞美神的话。
But look at verse 18.
但是18节这里说,
because the reason this young man asked is because he really wanted to know what is the way to enter eternal life.
这个年轻人他问耶稣主要原因，他希望怎么样才能够得到永生。
So for our friends who come here to visit us,
所以对这边第一次来的朋友们,
maybe you also have this kind of questions.
或许你也有这样子的问题,
what is the way to enter eternal life?
那要怎么样才能够承受永生呢?
Look at verse 18. So Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God."
18节，耶稣对他说：“你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再也没有良善的。”
We have to take this statement very seriously.
我们必须要很认真的来看待这一句话。
Our Lord Jesus Christ proclaimed, "No one is good. Even no one in this world is good."
耶稣基督对他说：“在这世上没有良善的。”
But one, that is God.
只有神一位是良善的。
That's why the Bible described to us, right? Our Father's love compared to God's love is evil.
就好像圣经跟我们说的, 我们父母对我们的爱, 比起神的爱是不算什么的。
That's in Luke chapter 11.
在路加福音, 11章。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ gave us an example.
因为耶稣基督为我们立下了一个例子。
If a son asked Father for an egg, would he give him a serpent?
问我们说，如果他的 小孩问他要他的父亲要一个
scorpion, an egg for a scorpion.
一个小孩向他的父亲要一个蛋的话，他父亲会给他一个蝎子吗？
If the son asked the father for a fish, would he give him a snake?
如果小孩向他的父亲要鱼的话，他的父亲会给他蛇吗？
If the son asked for bread, would the father give him rock?
如果这个小孩向他父亲要饼干的话，他的父亲会给他石头吗？
Because naturally, as parents, whenever our children ask, we want to give them the best.
那天性上，当我们小孩向我们要东西的时候，我们总希望给他们最好的。
But in the eyes of God, our love is still evil compared to His love.
但是在神的眼里，我们的爱还算是邪恶的。
But why did our Lord Jesus Christ ask him this point? Why do you call me good? No one is good except for God.
但是这里耶稣基督为什么要对他说，你为什么称我是良善的呢？除了神以外，实在没有良善的。
If this young man really called Jesus good.
换一句话来说，就是说，如果这个年轻人称耶稣是良善的，
he must know that Jesus is God.
他一定知道耶稣基督是真神。
If he truly knows Jesus God, he will leave everything and follow him.
如果他知道耶稣基督是天上的神，他会放下世上的一切来跟随他。
So that's why Jesus Christ asked him.
所以耶稣基督就问他说，
Why do you call me good?
你为什么称我良善的呢？
You must know that I'm God.
难道你知道我是神吗?
If you know that I'm God, you must leave everything and follow me.
如果你知道我是神，你应该放弃一切来跟随我。
So nowadays, Jesus asks the same question.
所以今天耶稣基督有问我们一样的问题。
Yes, we come to church.
当我们来到教会,
we worship him.
我们敬拜他,
we praise his name.
我们赞美他,
and we always tell him, yes, you are wonderful, Lord.
我们总是说神啊, 你是奇妙的恩主。
But deep down inside our heart,
但是在我们内心里面,
do we truly know this?
我们是不是真的知道这样子?
Because only one that is good to be called Lord Jesus Christ good, he must be God.
因为除了神之外, 其他人都没有良善的。
And then verse 19 said, you know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not be a false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and your mother.
19节这里说诫命你是晓得的不可杀人不可奸淫不可偷盗不可作假见证不可亏负人当孝敬父母
We know there are 10 commandments
我们知道有十诫
The first 4 commandments is to love God with all our mind, with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength
前面世界谈到我们要 爱神 用尽心尽心尽力来爱我们的神
And the last 6 commandment is to love human being as we love ourselves
最后六条诫命谈到我们要 爱人就好像神爱我们一样
So in verse 19 our Lord Jesus Christ just mentioned the last 6 commandments
在19节这里只是提到后面的六条诫命
So do not commit adultery
这里说不可犯奸淫
Do not murder
不可杀人
Do not steal
不可偷盗
Do not be a false witness
不可作假见证
Do not defraud
不可亏负人
Honor your father and your mother
当孝敬父母
And then look at verse 20
20节这里说
And this young man he answered and said to him Teacher All these things have kept from my youth.
这个年轻人对主耶稣说, 夫子这一切我从小都遵守了。
How wonderful this is.
这是一个多好的年轻人啊。
This young man seemed to love God very much.
这像是一个爱主的年轻人。
And we know he loved God very much.
我们也知道他的确是很爱主。
Because even though since he was rich from the youth maybe, but he still be able to keep God's commandment.
即使说他很年轻就很富有, 但是他还是遵循了神的诫命。
That is the first 6 commandment anyway.
但是这是,
I mean the last 6 commandment anyway.
但是这只是十诫中的后面六条。
And let's think about ourselves.
那我们来想想我们自己。
Say do not commit adultery.
这里说不可奸淫。
Right? In the law, in the say do not commit adultery.
圣经教导我们不可犯奸淫。
But let's turn the book of Matthew.
我们来看马太福音。
What does it truly mean to not commit adultery?
那不可犯奸淫的意思是什么呢?
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5 verse 20.
我们看马太福音第五章二十节。Matthew
chapter 5 verse 20.
马太福音第五章二十节。
Verse 20.
五章二十节。
For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you'll be no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
So our Lord Jesus Christ say here very plainly.
在这里耶稣基督很明白地说
If our righteousness do not exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees we should not enter the kingdom of heaven
跟我们说我们的义如果不胜于文士和法利赛人的义断不能进天国
Let's think what is the righteousness of the Pharisees and the scribes
那我们来想想文士和法利赛人的他们的义是什么呢
We know the scribes and Pharisees have the law
我们知道 文士和法利赛人是熟悉律法的
If you think about the Ten Commandments they must follow those laws
如果只谈到十诫他们必定是遵守的
And during the time the scribes and Pharisees they really follow this law
在那个时候文士和法利赛人他们是很严格的来遵循律法
Just like Paul
就好像我们提到保罗
He was a Pharisee
保罗他也是个法利赛人
Then he said when they come to the law he is blameless This means he observed it since he was a young child
他说提到律法 他是无可指摘的
But what did our Lord Jesus Christ say here?
但是主耶稣说什么呢?
Our righteousness must exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
他说我们的义必须要胜过文士和法利赛人的义。
So what does this mean?
这就是什么意思呢?
And let's read verse 27.
我们来看,
Chapter 5 verse 27.
第五章第七节。
You have heard that it was said in those of old, you should not commit adultery. Read that verse 27. Chapter 5 verse 27, Matthew. Verse 27.
第五章二十七节。 你们听见有话说不可奸淫
This said Our Lord Jesus Christ said You have heard that was said of old
这里说你们有听见有话说
You should not commit adultery
不可奸淫
These belong to the scribe and Pharisee If they want to become righteous They will follow this Do not commit adultery
这就像文士和法利赛人所遵循的 他们听见有话说不可奸淫
But our righteousness had to go beyond this
但是我们的义必须超过这个
That's why in verse 28, but I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
只是我告诉你们, 凡看见妇女就动一念的这人, 心里已经和她犯奸淫了。
So this is very important.
所以这是很重要的。
So not in olden days, if you do not kill, do not murder, mean, or do not commit adultery, you mean physically committing sexual immorality.
所以在过去提到不可奸淫、不可杀人，是指着这个实际上肉体上的。 不可以去做这些事情,
but now because God has given us the Holy Spirit.
但是现在神已经赐给我们圣灵。
So if we look at a woman, right, lust after her, we already commit adultery inside our heart.
所以当我们看见妇女就动一念, 这人心里已经和她犯奸淫了。
So if our Lord Jesus Christ asks us now, do we commit adultery?
所以当耶稣基督我们说我们是否犯了奸淫,
this means if we look at another woman lustful, a woman or man lustful, this means we already commit adultery inside our heart.
如果说你看见妇女都动了一念, 那你心里已经和她犯奸淫了。
If this is the case, we are already in danger of judgment.
如果说这是判断的标准的话, 我相信我们大家都危险的。
If we watch anything dirty and filthy on television, on the computer, it's already commit adultery inside our heart.
如果说我们在电视上, 在电脑上看到那一些污秽的东西, 在我们心里已经犯了奸淫了。
This means we are also in danger of judgment.
这就是说我们就会受到审判的危险。
So do we commit adultery?
所以我们是否犯了奸淫呢?
Of course we should not.
当然我们不应该。
Just like this young rich ruler.
就好像这个年轻的人。
He said he kept all his commandments from his youth.
这个年轻的财主说呢, 从小就遵守这一切的诫命。
And the next one said do not murder.
第二个说不可杀人。
Let's read verse 21. Matthew chapter 5 verse 21.
我们看马太福音第五章21节。
Verse 21.
5章21节,
you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murder will be in danger of judgment.
你们听见有吩咐古人的话说不可杀人，又说凡杀人的难免受审判。
In the Old Testament, this belonged to the scribes and Pharisees, you should not commit, you should not murder.
在旧约的时代律法上说我们不可杀人。
But our righteousness has to go above and beyond the scribes and Pharisees.
但是我们的义必须要超过这个律法上的。
Then verse 22.
所以22节这里说,
this is what we should follow.
只是我告诉你们,
but I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother with our cause shall be in danger of judgment. And whoever say to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of counsel. But whoever say, you fool, shall be in danger of hellfire.
这里说到凡骂弟兄，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判；凡骂弟兄是拉加的，难免受公会的审判；凡骂弟兄是魔力的，难免受地狱的火。
In the olden days, when you murder a person, you physically do it.
所以在过去提到不可杀人，是指实际上拿刀杀人。
But now, when our Lord Jesus Christ come to this world,
但耶稣基督来到这个世上，
He put the physical law into a spiritual law that's written inside our heart.
他将这个实际上的律法转成。
So now be angry with a brother with our cause.
当我们向我们的弟兄发怒的时候,
we in danger of judgment.
我们难免会受审判。
Because if you are angry with our cause, this means you already hate them inside your heart.
当我们无缘无故, 向弟兄动怒, 就表示我们心里恨他们。
If you hate a person, this means inside your heart, they no longer exist. This means just like you already killed them.
如果说你在心里恨那个人, 就好像你杀了那个人一样。
That's why the Bible always teaches us so much to love one another.
所以圣经上试着一再教导我们, 我们要, 爱人, 爱神,
because love is from God.
因为神, 爱是从神而来的。
And hate is from the evil one.
恨是从这个邪恶来的。
But we are the children of God.
但是我们是神的子女。
We should be able to follow Ten Commandments without, you know, without any flaws at all.
我们应该能够毫无指摘地来遵循十条诫命。
And also, and whoever say to his brother Raka, this means you are empty-headed.
凡骂弟兄是拉加的，难免受公会的审判。
And whoever say to his brother, you fool, also be in danger of hellfire.
凡骂弟兄是魔力的，难免受地狱的火。
So this means if you always talk bad about our brother and sister, this means we already hate them inside our heart.
如果说我们时常讲我们弟兄姐妹的坏话, 就表示我们在心里恨他们。
If we look down at them, this means we already actually already inside we don't love them.
如果说我们轻视他们，在我们心里，我们便没有了爱。
So this is very hard for us to follow.
事实上，这对我们来讲是 很难去遵循的。
And let's go to one more. That is, you know, do not be a false witness.
让我们来看另外一个，不能做假见证。
This is verse Matthew chapter 5 verse 33 to 37.
在这里是马太福音5章33节到37节。
Again, you have heard that it is said of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oaths to the Lord. Verse 34.
34节,
but I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, Verse 35.
35节,
nor by the earth, for it is his footstool. Nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Verse 36.
36节,
nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one here while you are black. Verse 37.
37节,
but let your yes be a yes, and no be a no, for whatever is more than this is from the evil one. So we can see, right? In olden days, yes, if you be a false witness, if you swear an oath, this means if you don't do it, maybe it's okay.
在这里说到古时候说的不可作假见证，意思就是说，如果你不要去说的话， 也许还可以。
And it's okay for you to make an oath.
那事实上如果你 起誓的话， 是可以的。
But nowadays say no, you shouldn't even do any kind of oath.
但是现在曾经告诉我们， 我们说我们不能再起誓。
And everything that proceeds from our mouth be yes and yes and no and no.
任何从我们口里所说的 是就是， 不是就说不是。
If we say we swear about something,
如果说我们 发誓什么事情，
why do we need to swear? Because everything come out of mouth should be already, you know, should not be lies, be correct.
那我们为什么还需要启示呢？ 因为我们嘴里所出的一切都应该是正确的。
So because of this, we don't need to make promise to anybody.
所以因为这样子我们就不用再启示。
Or no, make an oath to anybody that we want to do for them.
我们不需要再为了任何人来做启示。
For example,
举个例子来说，
if we tell people we're going to be there at 6 p.m.
如果说我们跟人说我们要6点钟到哪个地方，
actually, if we tell them we're going to be there at 6 p.m. and we don't make it there on time, this means to us, actually, it's a lie.
如果说我们跟人家说我们要6点钟到， 但是我们没有准时到， 我们已经说了谎了。
That's why when we meet people, we never say exact time. Because why? Because if that, they will take our word very seriously.
所以有时候我们 跟人家说的时候， 我们就没有办法讲出一个准确的时间。
But if we're going to make it at 6, we should get there before 6, right? Or on time.
但是如果我们跟人家说6点的话， 我们就应该准时到。
This is just a very simple example.
这是一个很简单的例子。
So this means everything that proceeds from our mouth should be no lies, or white lie, little lie, there's nothing at all.
所以说 每一件我们所说的都要是就是， 不是就不是， 不能够说善意的谎言。
Because anything beyond yes and no, this comes from the evil one.
因为如果在中间有混淆的话， 就是出于恶者。
We know the evil one is the father of liars.
我们知道邪恶就是 说谎之父。
So that's why we should not be a false witness.
所以我们不要做假见证。
Let our yes be a yes and a no be a no.
让我们所说的是就是， 不是就不是。
So when we talk to brothers and sisters,
当我们对弟兄姐妹说话的时候，
this is the love that we have for them.
让我们用爱心来说话。
When they ask us to do something, we can do it, say yes. If no, no. So they can already understand and know who we are.
当他们要求我们做什么事的时候， 如果我们可以做到， 我们就说可以， 如果我们不行就说不行。
But if everywhere we go, we're always late.
如果说我们 跟人家约什么， 我们总是迟到的话。
And then after a while, we cannot really glorify the name of God.
那久了， 我们就不能够荣耀神的名。
Especially if we promise our brother and sister do a certain things.
尤其我们 应许弟兄姐妹做某些事情的话。
But, you know, for us, we need to realize this.
但是我们必须要了解到这一点。
And let's back to Luke chapter 10.
我们看路加福音第10章。
This is just some example.
第10章这里有一些例子。
And now one said, do not steal.
这里说到不能够偷窃。
Actually, do not steal is a very important concept.
事实上不能够偷窃是一个很重要的观念。
I mean, do not steal, do not take anything that's not belong to you.
不能够偷窃就是说不能够拿任何东西是不属于你的。
So this means if you see $1 bill on the ground, it's not yours, you should not pick it up.
就是说我们在地上看到有一块钱， 如果那不是你的， 你也不应该捡起来。
Because you know nobody throw their money away except maybe one penny or something. You see one penny, you can pick it away because nobody, a lot of people throw pennies away, right?
就是说 地上的钱如果不是我们的， 我们就不应该捡， 因为 我们一般的人不会将钱白白的丢在地上。
But I do not know that anybody throw $1 bill away.
但是也许有人会丢掉一毛钱， 但是可能不会有人丢掉一块钱。
So can you imagine if the whole world is like this?
如果你可以想象这个世界， 如果每个人都这样子的话呢？
I remember I got married in 1999.
我记得在1999年，
That is in Elizabeth Church.
我在伊丽莎白教会。
And I left one of my dress shoes, I left my dress shoes there at the church.
我将我一双这个 鞋子 留在教会。
I think about 4 or 5 years later, I went back to Elizabeth Church.
大概过了4、5年， 我再回到伊丽莎白教会。
And I thought about, say, oh yeah, I left a pair of shoes here before. I wonder, maybe it's gone already.
我就想说，对，我之前 不小心 忘了一双鞋子， 这么久了， 也许已经不见了。
So I went to the basement and I saw my shoes right underneath the bench. It was all dusty and nobody touched it for the last 4 or 5 years.
那看到 我的鞋子还在地下室， 充满了灰尘， 看来没有人动过一样。
And the shoes are very nice shoes, but nobody, they know if they take them, they are stealing, right?
是一双很好的鞋子, 但是人们知道他们拿了, 就是偷窃。
And another story also about the taxi driver. I think it's in Taiwan or something like that. I'm not 100% sure, but our brother, he's a taxi driver.
我们知道我听过一个见证, 就是说我们有个弟兄, 他是一个计程车司机。
One time he picked up a lady with two bags.
有一次, 他载了一个妇女, 他有两个袋子。
Then when the lady left the cab, pretty much she left the two bags inside the cab.
当这个妇女她, 到了之后, 她把她两个袋子忘了在计程车里面。
So this time our brother already drove off already.
这个时候我们的弟兄就开车走了。
Then he realized there's two bags that the lady left in the back seat.
然后他突然想到, 诶, 这个妇女忘了她的袋子了。
And then a time he opened and these two bags full of money.
他把这两个袋子打开, 这里面都是装满了钱呢。
And then he thought to himself,
他就对自己想说,
oh, if you take this money, then you don't need to be a taxi driver anymore, right?
如果说他想说他拿了这笔钱, 他就不需要再开计程车了。
He can live a very good life.
他就可以过很好的生活。
But thank God, during the time, he did not take the money.
但是那个时候, 感谢神, 他并没有这么做。
So he went back to where he dropped the lady off.
他就回到这个, 他这个, 将这个, 妇女放下的地方。
And the lady, she was crying outside.
看到这一位, 妇女在外面哭,
because this two money is from her business, she's taken to put into the bank.
因为这个钱, 是她做生意的钱, 她准备拿去存的。
Because she was so in a rush that she had to, you know, she went out without the bags.
那因为她很匆忙, 结果她居然忘了, 她两个袋子。
But when the brother came back and gave her the two bags, she cannot believe it.
当我们的弟兄将这两袋钱送回来的时候, 他简直不敢相信。
And she called her, you know, her family, say, oh, you know, this happened, that happened. Then they invite that brother to go for dinner at their house.
他就跟他的家人讲, 他们就很诚意地邀请我们弟兄到他家来吃饭。
And thank God after that, I think the family got baptized in our church.
很感谢神, 后来他们这一家人也因此而信主。
Really, it's quite amazing.
这是一个很, 很, 很让人惊异的故事。
And I remember one time that I took my dog to a park.
我记得有一次, 我带着我的狗到公园去。
And I saw a pen on the ground.
然后看到地上有一支笔。
And this pen looks exactly like mine.
这个笔就像我的笔一模一样。
So I thought it was my pen, so I picked it up.
我觉得这应该是我掉的, 所以我就把它捡起来。
So I went back home.
我就回到家。
And then I saw my pen is on my desk.
就看到, 哎呀, 我的笔原来还在我的桌上。
And I know this pen is not my pen.
所以我就知道这一定不是我的笔了。
But then, you know, this pen is only like a dollar. What's the big deal, right? I just kept it.
那我们会想说, 这不过是一个一块钱的笔, 那有什么了不起的?
Actually, for the next couple of days, I could not sleep. I'm almost thinking about that pen. You know, the voice saying to me, Voody, you had to bring it back. Take it back.
过下来, 接下来这几天, 我都没有办法睡觉, 在我心里总是有个声音说, Voody, 必须要把那个笔, 那个笔拿回去。
So I think I was so stubborn, right? I waited like 3 days later.
我很固执, 我等了三天。
Because for me to walk there to bring that pen, it doesn't make sense, right?
那我觉得这实在是一点都不逻辑, 为什么我需要会一个功夫把这个不值钱的带回去。
Then I took that pen, put exactly where I found it. That's the time I feel, wow, I'm so much at peace, right? Just for this little pen.
那一直等到, 我终于决定将那笔放回原来的地方, 我的心里才得到解放。
So this means we really do not steal, do not take anything that does not belong to us.
所以我们必须要, 非常小心, 不要拿任何不属于我们的东西。
Just like my niece, she lost her wallet, right? Her wallet had money in it, her credit card, her license, and she just lost for like 2 minutes. The minute she go back to the cashier, the wallet is gone, right?
就好像我的子女, 她不小心将她的, 皮夹里面有现金信用卡留在收银台, 2分钟之后回去, 这个皮夹已经不见了。
Because people say, you know, what is it, loser, weeper, and, you know, if you lose, that's it, right? When we find, we'll take it, right? That's what it is.
她就想起说, 这个, 丢掉了就哭, 捡到了就赚到了, 这样子。
So this is the reality of life.
那这个就是我们生活上实际的情形。
但是神却告诉我们, and now we say, honor your father and your mother.
这里又提到说我们要孝敬我们的父母。
Really think and reflect about this.
我们如果仔细去思考这一些,
even though many of us are old here,
即使说我们这里有一些很年长的,
but we also still have mother and father.
但是也许我们还有之中还有父母的,
do we really honor and respect them?
我们是不是真的尊敬孝敬他们?
Do we really treat them with kindness and love?
我们是不是真的以爱来对他们?
Why? Because that is the way honor your mother and your father.
因为这是来孝敬父母的方法。
Last Thursday, I had fellowship with the old sisters in San Jose Church.
在上个星期四, 我到一个老姐妹家去团契。
And we talk about old age.
我们谈到这个年长的。
Of course, old age is the most frightening thing for human beings.
当然年纪越大，大家都会觉得很害怕。
When we talk about old age, we talk about death.
当年纪大了，我们想到的就是死。
But even though this was frightening, but the most frightening thing is that when they, you know, when they get old, there's nobody to take care of them, including their children.
当然年纪大想到死是很可怕，但是对他们来讲，最害怕的事情就是年纪大的时候没有人来照顾。
They're afraid that one day they're just in their house and they've been dying for many days, but nobody knows because nobody come to visit them.
他们很害怕的是，有一天他们会自己死在他们自己的房子，甚至都没有人知道，因为没有人来看他们。
But our parents should never feel like this.
但是我们的父母却，不应该有这样子的感觉。
We as children, we should always honor them, respect them, take care of them.
我们作为子女的，总是要孝敬他们，照顾他们。
But this young man, he did all this.
但是这个年轻人，他做这一些。
But our Lord Jesus Christ tells him there's one thing that he lacked. Let's go back to Mark chapter 10.
我们回到
Mark chapter 10, verse 21.
我们回到马可福音第十章二十一节，主耶稣说：“对他说，你还有一件事情是你缺少的。”
Yes, even though we have done all this, but one thing that he lacked.
即使说他做了以上这一些，还有一件事情是他缺少的。
And Jesus said to him, verse 21.
二十一节。
Sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me.
去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。
You can see that during this time, Jesus loved him very much.
这里说到在那个时候，耶稣基督也很爱他。Because
in verse 21 said Jesus loved him.
在21节这里也跟我们说，耶稣基督看着他爱他。
So because Jesus loved him, Jesus wanted him to know His will.
因为他耶稣基督爱他，所以希望他能够了解耶稣基督的旨意。
Yes, you have done all this.
你已经遵守这一些事情了。但是还有一件事情。
And go sell everything, give to the poor.
就将一切变卖的分给穷人。
Then take up the cross and follow me. Then you have treasure in heaven.
背起十字架来跟从我，在天上你必有财宝。
And then verse 22.
在22节这里说。
But he was sad at this word and went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
他听见这话，脸上就变得色，忧忧愁愁的走了，因为他的产业很多。
I was thinking, why didn't Lord Jesus Christ mention the first four commandments?
有时候我会想到说，为什么在这里耶稣基督不先谈前面的四条诫命？
There's only one God.
独一真神。
Do not carve image anything and bow down to it.
不要敬拜任何的偶像。
Do not use God's name in vain.
不要妄称神的名。
Observe the Sabbath.
要遵循,
so this,
安息日。
So we observe all these four commandments, that is mean we love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength.
如果说我们遵循这些, 诫命, 就表示我们尽心尽力尽意爱神。
But yes, even though this man can love his fellow man.
即使说这个人他爱他, 其他周遭的人。
But he's not willing to love God.
但是他却不愿意来爱神。
Why do we know?
为什么我们知道呢?
Because when Jesus not said the first four commandments, why? Because he put his riches to be his God. He put his riches to be the only God in his life.
耶稣基督为什么不提前面四条诫命? 因为耶稣基督知道他 将他的财富当作是他的神。
And said the reason he was sorrowful, the reason he cannot follow Jesus because of his riches.
那他之所以忧忧愁愁的原因，就是因为他的产业，他没有办法放弃他的产业。
So this means brothers and sisters.
这里就告诉我们弟兄姐妹们。
Yes, we have done many things for Lord Jesus Christ.
是的，我们为我们耶稣基督做了很多事情。
But make sure we be able to follow the first four commandments.
但是我们要确信，我们遵循前面四条诫命。
We should not worship anything else or anybody else beside our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不应该敬拜任何东西除了天上独一真神之外。
That is including our family.
就包含了我们的家人。
If our children cause us not to come to church, then maybe we love our children more than Jesus.
如果我们的小孩让我们不能够来聚会，那就表示说我们爱我们的小孩。
If our parents stop us from coming to church, this and we do this, you know, we do it, we follow. This means we don't love, we don't put God first in our life.
如果说我们的父母不让我们来聚会，我们遵循的就表示说我们爱我们的父母超过爱我们的神。
But it should not be this way.
但是我们不应该是如此。
Yes, we have wonderful family.
是的，我们有很好的家庭。
Yes, we are wealthy.
是的，也许我们富有。
But we have to remember all these things have been given by Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们要知道这一切都是天上真神的赏赐。
And this young man, the reason he is rich because God blessed him with these possessions.
这个年轻的财主之所以很有钱，是因为天上神的祝福。
But this young man made his possession be a stumbling block to follow Lord Jesus Christ.
但是这个年轻人却让他的财富变成跟随耶稣的绊脚石了。
So do not allow any blessings that include our children, our family, to become a stumbling block for us to come to worship God.
所以不要让我们的祝福包含我们的家庭事业成为我们来敬拜神的绊脚石。
And for our friends, we really encourage you to continue to come to study the Word of God.
我们的朋友，我们非常鼓励你继续来和我们一同查考神的话语。
Even though there's many things in this world we must do.
即使说在世上还有很多很重要的事情我们必须做的。
But there's only one thing that we can do that really is, you know, worth, that's the most important in this life.
但是在这个生命中只有一件最重要的事情
That is to do the will of God.
就是来遵循神的旨意。
And only then we can have hope for eternal life.
只有这样子我们才有永生的盼望。
Do not be like this young man.
不要像这个年轻的财主。
Yes, he ran and worshipped Jesus.
是的，他跑去来敬拜神。
And kneel down in front of him.
是的，他在神面前跪下来敬拜他。
And praise his name by calling him good.
来称赞他是良善的父亲。
Even though he followed every commandment to love men.
即使他遵循了每一个爱人的诫命
But he's willing not to leave everything to follow God.
但是他却不愿意放弃一切来跟随神。
So for us, let's not any one of us fall short of God's glory.
所以不要让我们亏欠了神的荣耀。
We always lacking something.
也许我们会喜欢些什么东西。
But as long as we stay alive,
但是我们只要继续活着,
we have time to be able to overcome it.
我们就有还有时间还有能力来克服它。
Let's all sing hymn 458 twice.
我们唱458首，我们唱两次。